Hey everyone,
and welcome back to BSG Brawl Stars Guys. I'm Sharpshooter 354,
and I'm Julius Hassan.
Today is the 34th episode of BSG,
and the 10th episode of our side series,
Brawler Chat. So today we're going to be doing the Ems Guide, but before we get straight into the overview section, we just want to apologize for having this episode out about 20 minutes late. We're sorry. We had a very busy morning this morning,
yeah.
And part of the morning we weren't able to record.
We're sorry.
And so we're sorry that it's 20 minutes late, but let's just get straight into it. So for the overview section, she is a trophy road brawler that you unlock at 8,000 trophies.
And she is a fighter.
And she, she's closer a little bit to a sharp, she's kind of right in the middle between a tank and a sharpshooter, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so now onto her abilities. Her attack
deals 700.
It's called spray.
Sorry. Her attack is called spray, and it deals 700 damage.
And so basically what her attack does is she sprays out this spray, and basically what it does is goes and it can do up to 3 ticks of damage on the person, and it does 700 damage per tick. And then she has a sweet spot. So for Ems, you want to be a certain distance away from your enemy, which is like if your attack is, if they're at the edge of your super, that's the sweet spot. And if you get them right there, then you could do up to 3 ticks of damage if you get lucky.
And she has a 7 tiles range
on her attack, and that is all for Ems's attack. So now let's go on to her super. It's called Caustic Charisma,
and so it deals 280 times 5 damage.
What that means is it deals 280 damage for 5 seconds,
yeah,
which means that it can do up to over 1,000 damage.
And
her super basically activates a giant like thing
circle
around Ems that slows enemies down and does 280 damage for 5 seconds, and it lasts 5 seconds, and it has a 5-tile radius, which means the edge is 5 tiles away from Ems, and it has a 10-tile diameter, which means that the right edge to the left, the distance from the very right of it to the very left of it, or the very top of it to the very bottom of it, is 10 tiles.
And I can't remember if Sharpshooter 354 already said this, but it takes 10 ticks to spray, of spray to charge the super.
And so that is all for Ems's Super Caustic Charisma. And
yes, so let's go on to her gadget, which is called Friend Zoner.
And so what it does is it pushes enemies back away from her for 2 tiles. And it was in the S tier, and even though they nerfed it to 2 uses, but then they nerfed it again so that it's only 2 tiles, and then it has 3 uses, so we put it in the B tier now.
Yeah, and so then we're going on to Ems's star power. So the first one's called Hype, and it heals Ems 320 health per second from each enemy in her super.
And so this we put in the B tier in our star power ratings, and so we really think this is useful if you can get a lot of people in your super. Now, Ems's second star power is called Bad Karma, and what it does is, so you know how we said Ems can deal up to 3 ticks of spray with her her attack?
Yeah.
And so what it does is it increases the attack damage by 20% every tick. So basically if you hit 3 ticks, What it does is the first tick does 700 damage, the second tick does 840 damage, and the last tick does 980 damage.
And so we put bad karma in the B tier just like hype.
And so, yeah, we think these are pretty, these star powers are pretty even, so you could go with either one depending on your play style and with the mode and your trophy range. Probably hype is a little better for lower trophies because people clump up more and so you can get more healing value, but yeah, it basically just depends on your personal preference of which one you use.
Then we're going on to other stats for the last part of the overview section. So the other stats are she's 4 out of 5 offense,
2 out of 5 defense,
3 out of 5 utility,
has a normal movement speed,
and she has 5,040 health.
And so that is all for the overview section.
Now we're going on to the how to use section.
So on to the how to use section, we're going on to the when to use section. And for the maps, we're just going through this quickly because it's already late. But we're just going to say the best map. We basically picked maps that are kind of long range and open, but not too long range and open that nobody will ever play tanks on them. Because tanks are, in fact, countered by Ems if she keeps her distance.
Okay, so the best map for Gem Grab is Spare Space.
Her best map for Brawl Ball is Backyard Bowl.
Her best map for Showdown is Grassy Gorge.
Her best maps for Heist, we couldn't decide between these two, are Hot Potato and Tornado Ring.
Her best map for Siege is Factory Rush.
Her best map for Bounty is Cobweb.
And lastly, her best map for Hot Zone is Open Business.
And for modes, we think that Ems is a pretty all-around brawler. You probably want a player depending on what maps they are. So, like, let's say you want to play Ems, and, like, Gem Grab is, like, Spare Space, and, like, Showdown is, like, Cavern Churn, like, the reverse Cavern Churn that has a bunch of bushes like on the outside, then you probably would pick her to play in Gem Grab because that's the better map. So it really just depends on the map of where you play her in modes.
Yeah, and so then we have tips and tricks. So that's the overall section.
And so our two overall tips are
hit your sweet spot
with Ems's attack. Again, her sweet spot is if the enemy is at the edge of her super, which is like a tile away from the edge of her attack, which is about 6 tiles away. So then the second one is focus on offense with Ems and dealing damage, because Ems is definitely a 5 out of 5 offense, as you heard from the other stats section.
Okay, so now we have two things for each mode. So first we have Gem Grab, and the first thing we want to say about Gem Grab with Ems is she's aggro.
Yes, so she is not a support and not a gem carrier. She's definitely aggro, and her job is to keep the enemy pushed back using her offensive abilities. As we said, she's a 5 out of 5 offense from the other stats section.
The second thing is you should use your super to gain control.
Because control is very, very important in Gem Grab, and Ems's super is really good at doing that because she can defeat a lot of enemies by doing that. Right, Julie Assassin?
Yes, okay. So on to Brawl Ball. The first thing we have is she's not a ball carrier, guys.
Yes, but she can sometimes be a ball carrier.
Yes.
And so then another tip is you can use her gadget to knock the ball out of someone's hands if they are going to score. That is actually one of the main reasons why we put her gadget in the B tier, and it probably would have been lower than the B tier if that ability wasn't there.
Yes, so then in Showdown we have don't go too close to tanks or other brawlers.
Don't go near too many bushes. So definitely make sure to check all the bushes because she is not good up close.
And there could be a tank in there and the gadget isn't that good anymore.
Yes, and so now on to Heist. We have two tips here again. The first one is to stay far away from the safe while attacking and try to hit your sweet spot. Again, the sweet spot is around 6 tiles away.
And focus on attacking, like, offense.
Because, again, 5 out of 5 offense. And, I mean, you can definitely go on defense depending on what's happening in the game. You definitely want to use your game sense to know what's going on, what you need to do, but definitely offense is your main priority with M's. Offense and control.
Yes, so then we have Heist, and the first thing we want to say about that is you should stay for...
just did Heist.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I meant Siege, but then I started reading the Heist. Okay, sorry. So then for Siege, we have help your team during your sieges.
Because of Ems's offensive ability and her high damage per second, DPS, we really think that Ems can be really useful when you have a siege bot going on the enemy turret, because then you can deal a bunch of damage the enemy turret.
And then last thing for siege, again, I'm sorry I said heist, is use your super to gain control, kind of like gem grab.
Yes, because siege is very similar to gem grab, and so it has a lot of control. And on most siege maps, like some assembly required, for example, you can control like the whole part of the map, that like the whole center of the map with just one M super.
So then next we have bounty. So don't play on Snake Perry. Just don't.
Yeah, because Snake Perry is all about either people who can see a lot of bushes, like Tara's Gadget or Bow with Circling Eagle. Or people who are good up close, like Shelly and Bolt. So definitely do not play Ems on Snake Prairie unless you're somehow really good with Ems on Snake Prairie. Somehow.
Okay, and then the second thing is focus on keeping tanks away from your team.
Yes, especially if your teammates are like long range, because Ems is a tank counter and she has a gadget that keeps people away from her, then you definitely want to keep tanks away from your team and other brawlers for that matter. But tanks are definitely important for Ems to keep away from her and her teammates.
Okay, so the last thing we have before we go onto the takeaways is a hot zone.
Well, Julie Sassam, we took away the takeaways because we have the overall thing. But I think it's still, you know what, announcement, we're adding back the takeaways.
Yeah, sorry, okay.
So basically the takeaways are going to be overall tips and the tips that showed up a lot that weren't in the overall tips. So yeah, on to Hot Zone.
Okay, so first thing in Hot Zone, kill other brawlers in the Hot Zone before you go in it, mostly tanks, because like we said, the gadget isn't very good anymore, and like you don't want to get in and then the tank just immediately kills you.
But don't do that like every single time. Just do it like most of the time. Just make sure you have like, you recognize, should I do this tip right now or should I not?
And then the last thing is use your super to control.
Just like gem grab and siege, like basically just take what we said about those two and use it. You definitely want to, like, depending on how many hot zones there are, choose where you want to control. But like on open business, which we said was her best map, you definitely want to use it to control the center. But on some, you just definitely want to use, like, recognize the situation and then try to control a specific zone using your super depending on the situation.
Yes, so on to the takeaways.
So we have four main takeaways. The first two takeaways are use your super to control.
And
the second takeaway is just make sure to try to counter tanks and don't get too close to them, because Ems is a tank counter, so you want to focus on offense and taking out tanks. But yeah, I'm not sure. Yes. Did we say offense in the overall section?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, focus. And then we have focus on offense and hit Ems's sweet spot.
Yes, and also remember that she's an aggro brawler.
And so, yeah. So, that is all for the Ems guide.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
And so we just have a few announcements. The first one is that we're once again super sorry this is late. This is now almost 30 minutes late.
And the second one, well, this might not be what you're thinking, Sharp Shooter 34, but I kind of just came out with a YouTube channel called Gold Gamer Girl, so make sure to check that out.
And so then the last one is that we are taking a 3-episode break, so our Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday episode for next week, we will not have episodes for then, so the next day we will have an episode is not Monday as in 2 days from now, but Monday 9 days from now, so a week and 2 days.
Yes, so we'll see you guys then.
And this is Sharpshooter 354.
And Julie Assassin
signing off.